From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Steve Norman reporting. 29-year-old Omar Mateen, an American born to Afghan parents, opened fire in a nightclub in the U.S. city of Orlando, Florida, early Sunday, killing 50 people, leaving dozens more wounded. Mateen reportedly called local police during the shooting to say he was doing it out of allegiance to the Islamic State. VOA asked Seamus Hughes of the George Washington University Program on Extremism what makes it so difficult to preempt these sorts of shootings.
The issue is always becomes, when someone goes from radical thought to actual action. And that's what the FBI is trying to grapple with right now. They have 1,000 active investigations in all 50 states. And they have to make the determination of, when is somebody just starting their mouth off and when they're actually going to make a violent leap into militancy. And that's what makes it so difficult.
President Obama said Sunday's attack was the worst mass shooting in U.S. history, and he added that it is an act of terrorism. Mr. Obama said the FBI is leading the investigation. A group of Nigerian militants blamed in recent years for a string of attacks on Nigeria's oil industry in the Niger Delta Sunday urged a new militant group to engage the government in dialogue. Members of the Movement for the Emancipation of the Niger Delta, MEND, appealed to the Niger Delta Avengers to give peace a chance. Powerful bomb blast ripped through a commercial area of the Lebanese capital, Beirut, Sunday, damaging the Blom Bank, one of the country's largest. Beirut and its suburbs have been hit with strings of bombings that authorities have frequently linked to the civil war in nearby Syria. This is VOA News. Iraq's army says it has secured a safe corridor for civilians out of the embattled western city of Fallujah, and a humanitarian agency says some 4,000 residents were able to flee in the past day. The Norwegian Refugee Council warned that an available resource, including safe drinking water, would not meet refugee needs much longer. UN last week voiced concern of the fate for as many as 90,000 civilians believed trapped in Fallujah without basic food and medical necessities. Iraqi army also launching a fresh advance, this in the direction of the northern city of Mosul with the help of U.S.-led airstrikes. European football's governing body, UEFA, threatened on Sunday to expel both Russia and England from Euro 2016 in France if their fans continue violent behavior. Dozens of people were injured in 3 days of violence known as hooliganism, with the worst incident in Marseille late Saturday after British and Russian soccer fans clashed inside and outside the stadium.
Les événements qui se sont produits à Marseille hier soir,
French Interior Minister Bernard Cazeneuve denounced the violence as unacceptable and referred to the instigators as drunken hordes. In Nice, violence between Northern Irish football fans and local residents injured several people while a minor skirmish broke out Sunday between opposing fans in a march between Germany and Ukraine in the city of Lille. Italy's Coast Guard Sunday said it has packed up more than 4,000 migrants over the past 4 days trying to make it to Europe from North Africa as the flow of refugees and migrants continues at a rapid pace. More than 48,000 have made it to Italian soil so far this year, many perishing at sea. Thousands brave rain to take part in a giant street party in front of Buckingham Palace in London Sunday, celebrating the official 90th birthday of Queen Elizabeth, Britain's longest reigning monarch.
To everyone here today, and to those holding street parties elsewhere, I would like to say thank you for the wonderful support and encouragement that you continue to give to me.
The Queen and her husband of 68 years, Prince Philip, waved at the celebrants in a chauffeur-driven vehicle. She turned 90 in April, but in keeping with tradition in England, her birthday also observed during the summer months. Prince Philip turned 95 just last week. To get more news, check out our website. You can find us at voanews.com, and don't forget the VOA mobile app. I'm Steve Norman in Washington.
That's the latest world news from VOA.